You know, as always, we just talk about, you know, anytime we're leaving for a period of time, you know, being safe, being smart, knowing that they represent, you know, who they represent. You know, it's beyond them, beyond, you know, the family, it's the team. So, but also the message was a positive one. I mean, we felt that we accomplished a lot this spring. Just very proud of the effort, the buy-in. Offensively, we had a lot of ground to cover. Defensively, we had a lot of ground. They were kind of on different agendas. But I thought the coaching staff handled it well. It was very, very organized. There wasn't a lot of wasted meeting time, wasted time on the field. So it's big for us now. We feel good about where we are, but we're just very early in the progression towards this season. And it's got to continue. We got to really pick up where we left off when we get to training camp. What I don't want is guys to go away and have a lot of the stuff slip, whether it's their conditioning or whether it's their grasp on the playbook. And now we're playing. We got to retrace some steps. Training camp that we want to be able to just pick it right up. And I'm hopeful that'll be the case. And I'd be surprised if it wasn't. I think we have a very mature, very professional group that's handled their business well so far. 2015, there's no reason to think that they won't in late July. Much more just because as anything, you go through it a second time. Answers, the cliche answers to the test. I mean, the first year of anything, you're just kind of feeling your way. All the experiences are new. You've gone through it as an assistant before. You've seen other people go through it. But when you actually do it yourself and understand the schedule and the demands of the job and the diverse personalities you're dealing with and budgeting time and what's important, what's not, and looking back, that I learned a lot of valuable lessons in year one and been able to apply them in year two. So, and I think that's not just me, but that's the support staff, that's the coaching staff, that's the players as well. Just anytime you have continuity and you know what the expectations are, things tend to run a lot smoother. No, because our focus, as it always is what's going on the field. I can't lie and say I miss that.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
And it was a good learning experience for us as a team, as an organization. But I mean, that's a chapter that's in a book that's closed for us. That we're on 2015. We think and we have goals that we want to accomplish, and we feel we're where we need to be in the progression. But know that we have a long way to go. I think it's mixed. I don't think there's anybody that's just going to be here the whole time. Some of the injured guys I know have a plan. Building wise, I know that we take a little bit of break right at the 4th of July. It gets shut down, so it's mixed. There's some guys that'll be back and forth, but it's a trust thing. We wanted to make sure that they left with the information that they needed when they have to be back, and what the expectations are when they come back. But they have their books, they have their video, so it'll be on them to take that next step when no one's looking. Well, the guy I've talked about was K'Wan Williams. Had a real good spring for us. Taylor Gabriel is another guy that's handled himself real well. That here was a guy that was essentially a undrafted free agent a year ago and played, I think, overachieved from what we thought we were going to get from him last year, and then he's taken that next step. I mean, he's among our better receivers out there. There's a trust factor with the quarterbacks, and if you ask the defensive guys, who's difficult to cover, his name usually pops up in the first one or two names. Well, that's always the goal. When you can kind of churn the bottom of the roster and bring in guys in that can compete, that there's no complacency. The less complacency you have with guys think that they're slotted in, the better. I mean, there's no better motivation than competition. And I think that's how you get better, and that's how you generate depth. When those decisions are tough on those last handful of spots of the roster, you know you're building it the right way. That he's progressed as we would expect, given his work ethic, how he approaches it, and he's had some good days this spring. That he's knew there were some technical things to work on, and that he was a good example of a guy that got with his coaches and, hey, these are the things you need to improve on, and that he's attacked those every day.
Where do you see him fitting in, like in sub packages and stuff like that? What do you think?
We do know at the very minimum is he's a good matchup guy. I think he'll match up well against certain types of receivers. Anytime you're a higher cut, longer corner, he might not be the ideal matchup for a Hawk or for a Gabe, but for Dwayne Bowe, for instance, or some of those higher, just the bigger, the taller, higher cut receivers that he's a good matchup for. You can get his hands on, especially guys that play the X position that are on the line of scrimmage that can't move pre-snap. It's much easier to press a guy that's on the line. And we feel he'll also be a good matchup against some of the more athletic tight ends of the league. So in practice, you'll see him against, you know, a Hausler some in certain packages, but that would be a good matchup for us as well. So we're encouraged by his progress. And he is one of the guys that's taken a pretty good leap from 1 to 2. Well, playing with Armani at our rush outside backer spot, and even a Scott Solomon, who's to me is more D lineman than outside linebacker. In a sense, we are doing that, but there will be times when if we want to go, we could go real big. You put Kitch and Shelton out there in the middle. And then you can kick a Dez out to be more of an end. And so there are times when we're schematically, we are 4-3. We say we're 3-4, but that's not, you know, we're more 3.5, 3.5 the way we do it. It's very fluid.
2-5 at times last
year.
Yeah,
true. Veteran guys that came in, and we knew a lot about them, people that have worked with them before, and they were what we thought they would be. But very professional, like how they approach the game, how they take care of themselves, and the positive effect they have on the guys around them, the other guys in the room. And they've both shown, and I've said this already, they've both shown throughout the spring why we brought them here. That's a tough answer, because we have the Y and the F, so we really have two different types of tight ends. The Y is more the on the ball blocker type. You know, where that's Jim and Gary. The F is more of a move type, off the ball, more of a wing. You can flex him out some. That's more Rob. Gary is kind of a tweener. He can do both. We just like the depth in that room, that we have three guys that each of them have. There's not identical skill sets there. That there's some overlap. Gary, like I said, it's kind of both. Jim's more towards the ideal Y, and Rob's more the ideal F. So we. Just like the receiver room that I've talked about, running all those skill position rooms, you like to have diversity of skill set to allow you to do some different things, so you're not one-dimensional. And that's one of the things that we've been so pleased with, how we've been able to develop the roster this offseason. Well, I don't, defenses can dictate where the football ends up going, and we want to build a roster that they can't take away everything. And if they're giving us the tight end that week, then we have to be able to take advantage of it. If they're giving us the backs out of the backfield and dropping deep into coverage and we can check it down or throw screens, then we need to be able to do that. If they're crowding the line of scrimmage and giving us press coverage on the outside and we got to win one-on-one out there, we got to do it. When you're effective on offense, you have all those answers. Because as a defensive coach, you look at it. What can we force them to do that they don't do well? And you have to be well-rounded as an offense to take advantage of what a team's giving you. So we're confident in that room even chance of prospects are getting Telfer back down the road. The Bibbs kids had a real good spring for us. He's kind of come out of nowhere. So we feel that we have some depth in the room and some future depth in that room as well that we're very pleased with. I think his approach, his mentality, his physicality is something that he brings. Now, sometimes in the spring we've had to tone him back a little bit. He doesn't. Him in playing in shorts isn't necessarily a very good matchup. He's a very physical, hands-on guy, and that's a good example to set. But when you have guys that can set edges, and are thumpers on the edges of your defense, and can get that ball turned back in, or at least get it bubbled back and force the running back deeper to allow secondary guys to get there. And that's where your effectiveness will be in stopping the run. Yeah, some guys bloom late. Some guys don't fit in certain schemes. His skill set and mentality, and we talk about play like a Brown. I mean, he's a good fit for us. We're looking forward. In the brief time he was out there last fall, he was productive, and that was without an off season, without a training camp. That we just kind of he showed up, and we and that's always tough when you bring in a guy midstream that he doesn't have a chance to build the foundation with you. Now that he has, that's why we're even more encouraged with Scott, and that's I'm sure that's why, you know, Jim's so optimistic.